I love this hymn. I love the ending of this hymn. Jesus is risen, and we shall arise. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. We give the God the glory for what he has done and continues to do in each of our lives. We give God the glory. God's word for our consideration this morning is part of the gospel lesson. And as your eye looks at the gospel lesson, you draw down, and this is buried in the last few verses. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about that phrase, "Did not our hearts burn within us?" I want you to think about the first time your hearts burned within you. Maybe it was the first kiss. Or maybe it was the first date. Or maybe it was when you proposed. Hearts burning within us. Maybe it's when any kind of victory that happened to you. Playing hockey in Duluth, we had the ponies, the peewees, the banners, the midgets, the juveniles. Juveniles were the ones that tried out for their high school team and didn't make it. I played juveniles. But at the end of the year and at the tournament, we had a dinner. And we had the trophies passed out. We won, so we had the trophy. And it sat there we had a little wall ornament there, and I would put the trophies up there. And I was always looking. My heart would burn within me. I go to my study, and above one of my desks, I have the name that they gave me when I joined the fire department. It was Velcro, so they could change it on all the coats, you know. And on one side is the emblem of the fire department. And on the other side of my name, it's a symbol of the cross on the helmet. My heart burned within me as I look at that. And as I remember what God enabled me to do on the fire department. I want you to think about your hearts burning within you when you come to church. And I want your hearts to burn within you and to see what God has done and continues to do at Mount Moriah. Because he's a great God. He's a great, awesome God. And this awesome God walks with each and every one of us, each and every day of our lives. Even the days when we think it's going all right and it doesn't. Friday morning, I woke up and I had no pain. No pain in the leg, no pain in the back. 3 hours later, I was complaining about the pain. Each of us has our hearts burning within us when things don't go right. But think about when God is with you and walking with you each and every day. That your hearts burn within you as you open up the scriptures, as you read what God has done in his grace and his mercy for you, that he has given you life and continues to bless that life. No matter the hills or the valleys or the curves, no matter the pitfalls, no matter what happens, God is always with you, lifting you up and encouraging you with his word of life and forgiveness in Christ Jesus. This is an amazing God. This is an amazing God that began walking with the disciples to Emmaus. And your thoughts go back, well, if they're Jesus' disciples, and this is toward the end of the day, then they heard the gospel. They heard about Jesus rising from the dead. Why are they so downhearted? Why are they so discouraged? They didn't see Jesus. They heard about the resurrection. They heard about the joy, but they were also confused and bewildered. If he rose from the dead, why isn't he here now? Why didn't he come now and appear before us? The disciples were walking to Emmaus, to their home, so they could sort out all these things that happened. Because Thursday rolled into Friday, and Friday rolled into Saturday, and Saturday rolled into Sunday, and it should have been joy. It should have been joyful. But here they are, walking to Emmaus, downcasted, wondering what was going on. And you know, it's also amazing that Jesus didn't say anything to them, but listen to them. And then as he listened to them, he told them. He told them what the Christ had to do, beginning through all the scriptures. They didn't interrupt him. They didn't say, but what about this? What about that? They were still, their eyes still weren't open until they invited them into their home. And he broke bread. Now their eyes were open. Their hearts were burning. They knew Jesus had arisen. They knew Jesus was there. An amazing victory, an amazing triumph, an amazing word that God has for us. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about the world that you are living in right now. It's awful discouraging, isn't it? You turn on the TV and you hear just sorrowful news. You hear about another murder, suicide. You hear of another shooting. Three people arrested for shooting at a home or a car. You might say, thank God I'm living here in Byron or anywhere around Byron. Don't have anything of that. But we're living in a world that's torn apart. We're living in a world that sees bombs, hears bombs, witnessing on the TV of bombs hitting a school, children killed. We wonder, God, what is this world coming to? And he responds to us that this is his created world, that he created this world in 7 days, 6 days, and on the seventh day he rested. He reminds us that he is the creator. He has created us. He has given us all these things. And then he reminds us of the power, of the strength of the Holy Spirit that he places in our hearts, beginning at our baptism. And the pastor said, I baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He says, I got you. I got you in your mind. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine, is what Isaiah writes. God has got us. And as he gets us, as he catches us, as he grips us and brings us into his kingdom, he says, now you are empowered. Now you are strengthened to bring my message of salvation to the world, to the people around the world. He places us where we are. And as he places us where we are, he gives us the strength to grow in that place. He gives us the strength to be the fruit of the vine. He gives us the strength to tell others about Jesus. I'm the pastor. I tell people and they don't listen. Pastor, I've sowed the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they pushed me away. Pastor, I was at the funeral and I shared the word of Christ and the comfort that he has, but they wouldn't listen. What am I doing wrong? And God says to you, you're not doing anything wrong. You're being my mouthpiece. And remember, child of God, you don't cause that sin seed to grow. I do that. That's my work. That's my work, he says. All he wants us to do is sow the seed. Were not our hearts burning within us when we heard the word of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead? Were not our hearts burning within us, knowing that he is with us every step of the way of our lives? Yes, child of God, he does place his spirit within your heart and uses you where you are so that you may spread the gospel of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which is Jesus' life, suffering, death, and resurrection. That is the gospel that God gives us to spread. You say, well, why aren't people coming and hearing? Well, you don't know how long it takes for that seed to grow. But it will grow. And it will bring bountiful harvest. I remember when I was in Mapleton, Iowa, and my secretary and I would talk about my installation service in June of 1999. And she said, you know, Pastor, you could push me over with a feather when Dale entered this church. He hasn't been here in years, Pastor. I said, God's amazing, isn't he? God worked through Dale. It was amazing. He'd be down in Omaha in the Veterans Hospital, and I'd see him, and he'd say, Pastor, I'm getting out of here on Friday. I'll see you on Sunday. I said, Dale, obey the doctors. If the doctors tell you to stay at home, stay at home. Dale was in church. Dale didn't miss a Sunday, unless he was in the Veterans Hospital. God worked in mysterious ways. God works through you in mysterious ways as you reach out with your burning hearts that hear the word of God, burning hearts that spread the word of God through his power, through his spirit. In Christ's holy name, amen.